everyone. This is Janine Stanley, and today I'm going to talk about something other than guide dogs. I'm going to give you a quick demo of a program called Web Publishing Wizard. Now, unlike many wizards, this one actually is fairly easy to use and doesn't completely take over your computer and leave you in the dark wondering what on earth it's doing. Web Publishing Wizard is a program that comes with Front Page and Front Page Express, so if you have those installed on your computer, chances are you probably have Publishing Wizard. And I'll show you where to find it in your program menu off your Start menu. A couple things you're going to need to know before you actually use Web Publishing Wizard. What this particular wizard does is give you a way to publish files to a website or to send them to an FTP site. It's not a way to retrieve files from a website or an FTP site, but it's a quick way to send them. And if you're not big into FTP and don't want to have to learn a complicated program or anything, this is a really quick and dirty way to do it. The information that you're going to need to be able to set up a new mailbox within Web Publishing Wizard involves knowing the internet address of where you're sending things to. In the case of an FTP site, you're going to need to know some login information also, which you should get from the webmaster or the FTP site manager. So having all that information before you start is going to be a very good idea. Well, let's assume that we have all that, and we're going to go now and take a look at Web Publishing Wizard. I'm using Windows Eyes 4.0 and the Microsoft Speech Engine, and we have Mary set to the speed of 4, so hopefully this will work out for everyone. We're going to start by going to our Start menu.
Start menu.
Programs.
T equals. Programs fold down. That equals. Accessories fold down.
Now within the accessories menu, we're just going to hit enter here.
That equals. Accessibility fold down.
And we're going to go to I for internet tools.
I equals. Internet tools fold down. F equals. Front Page Express.
Now I haven't modified this at all since I installed Front Page and Front Page Express. So Web Publishing Wizard will be in this particular list. And I'm just going to hit W to go to it.
W. Web Publishing Wizard. Graphic. Publish your files on the web. Welcome to Microsoft Web Publishing Wizard. This wizard helps you publish your web pages, support files, and other web content. Files on a web server. The web server can be located on your local area network LAN, or it can be maintained by your internet service provider ISP. The wizard needs information about your web pages, support files, and your web server. If you don't have this information, contact your system administrator or ISP. To begin publishing your web pages, click Next button. B equals back. Disabled. Default. Button. N equals next. Button. Cancel. Button. Help.
And that's the opening screen for Web Publishing Wizard. We're going to go ahead and hit next or enter since that's your default.
Combo. Edit box. F equals file or folder name. DSUP.
Now, I'm going to quiet this down, but what you'll see here is similar to an open file dialog. First, you have a combo box up the top that will give you your list of your most recent files that you've published to websites or FTP sites. This is really handy if you're updating your web page and you want to update your index file, and it's one that you've gone into your program, whatever program you use to update that file, and changed on your computer, and now you want to upload it to your website. You just arrow down to index, and that program will already be there and will already be ready to go. Let's go ahead and arrow down through this combo box and see what I've got here.
Dsound files dogs I point wave. Dsound files boogie song point wave.
Oh, here's a good one. Boogie song point wave. We're going to send this file away. Now, if we didn't know the file name, let's say, we knew it, we couldn't remember it all, we didn't want to type the whole thing, because you can type in this combo edit box, just type the name of the file you want. Let's go down through some of the other options, though, in this dialog box and see if we didn't know the name of the file we wanted to send, couldn't remember it, whatever, or it was buried deep in a folder structure, how we could find that. So we'll just move down with the tab key.
Button. R equals browse folders. Dialog.
This will bring up the browse folders dialog, will bring up a tree view, and you can go to specific folders. Now, it won't go to specific files in those folders, but it will go to specific folders. Then you'll hit enter on the folder and be returned to this dialog box, and you will then tab down one.
Button. O equals browse files. Dialog.
The browse files dialog looks like any open files dialog box in any Windows program. It's exactly the same as what you would see in Word, or any other Windows program, SoundForge, any of them. And you would pick the file you wanted out of the list of files that are shown in that particular dialog box. And when you find it up in your list files, you simply hit enter, and you'll be returned to this particular screen. We'll tab down again.
Button. B equals back.
and we see our back, next, cancel, and help buttons. In this particular application, there's usually no more options after you see the word back. I'm going to tab down to next.
Button, N equals next. Combo box, W equals web server, FTP incoming, 3 of 7.
Now, what the screen has brought up is a list of the different web servers where I publish things, and I'm going to go ahead and read this with the Windowized mouse key.
Select a web server. Select the web server to which you want to publish your web pages. To add a web server to the list, click New, W equals web server.
And that's basically it. You're going to select a web server. My list, for example, I'll go to
App
the
radio,
top of it with the home
of
key.
7.
And you can see that I have ACB Radio at the top of my list where we send our ACB Radio programming. And then down this list are
FTP 2 of 7.
I have an FTP. I have an FTP incoming, which are two different locations on my computer. And then I have other places on the web that I have been given permission to send things to the webmaster for publishing. Well, let's tab down, though, past this list and see what other options we have if we want to create a new site.
Button, B equals new. Button, B equals back.
And there we're at our back button. I've tabbed down twice. I'm going to shift tab now back up to new.
Button, B equals new.
And we'll hit enter.
Edit box, B equals descriptive name.
Now, this asks you for a descriptive name for your new location. So this is how you'll know what it is within the list. And I'm going to call this one FTP.pub for my publications directory. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tap down
on advanced.
The advanced button, and let's just
B equals back.
See if we have anything else on there. Nope, we're back to back, so we'll shift tab up to advanced.
Button,
and we'll
advanced.
We'll hit enter, and this is the advanced tab is something you'll want to check, and I'll show you why.
Combo box, C equals connection method. Automatically select connection method, 1 of 5.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and read this site from the top down.
Select your connection method. Select your internet or internet connection method from the list. If your connection method is not listed, click automatically select connection method.
Well, let's look at the options within this connecting method box.
Automatically select connection method, 1 of 5.
Automatically select your connection method, and as that says above, that's the default, and that's what you would use if you didn't know what kind of site you were connecting to or how you wanted to connect.
Front page extended web, 2 of 5. FTP, 3 of 5.
We'll come back to that one.
HTTP host, 4 of 5. Microsoft Site Server Content Deployment, 5 of 5.
Let's just tab down one and see if we have anything else.
Button, B equals back.
Nope, so just arrow up to FTP.
FTP, 3
and
of 5.
We can hit enter or we can tab down to next, but we'll hit enter.
Edit box, U equals URL or internet address.
Now, this is going to ask me for the URL or internet address, and I'm just going to type in my address here.
Edit box, L equals local directory, D sound files.
Now, the local directory is where on your computer files that are published to this directory are usually kept. Some people have very specific folders and very specific file locations where they're putting all of the files for a specific web address. And it's a way of storing them and not getting them confused if you name two files the same thing. What this program will do as a default is use the last directory that you uploaded a file from. And mine just happens to be D:soundfiles. Here's your chance to change it. Well, I'm just going to keep it that way. When you send a file that's not in the default directory that you specify here, you'll get a message that prompts you with whatever noise, annoying noise usually, you've selected for Windows to give you whenever you have one of these prompts. It's going to prompt you to say, this file isn't in the specified directory, do you still want to publish it, yes or no? Hit yes if you're absolutely positive this is the file you want to publish and everything will go as planned. Let's just hit next.
Specify the FTP server and subfolder. Type the FTP server name and subfolder where you publish your files. F equals FTP server name.
Now, I've just read that to you so you can see what this screen is, and it already fills in the FTP server name for you. So if that name is not correct or if you need to add something to it, there is your place to do it, and it's a regular edit box. We'll tab down one.
Edit box. S equals subfolder containing your web pages.
Okay, the subfolder containing my web pages is going to be PUB. And we'll tab down.
Button. B equals back. Button. N equals next. The web publishing wizard is ready to publish your files to the web server named FTPPub. To publish your files and close it, wizard, click finish.
We'll just go ahead and do that since that's our default and that's what we're on.
Edit box. U equals username. Dialog. Enter network password. Graphic. Default. Button. OK.
Now, the first time that you set up an FTP site like this, it's going to ask you for your network password, your login name and your network password. And I will go ahead and type in mine.
Checkbox. Checked. F equals save this password in your password list.
You'll notice that there's also that familiar checkbox of save this password in your password list. This means you will never see this dialog again.
Button. Okay. Publishing files. Graphic. Posting files. Goody Song Point Wave. Default. Button. Cancel. Button. Cancel.
Now, we're in the screen where the file is actually being published. And the way that I tell the percentage is to hit my down
button.
Arrow key.
Cancel.
Then hit my up arrow key.
Goody Song Point Wave.
And just as I did that, I got that really annoying noise that says, guess what? You're done.
Web Publishing Wizard has successfully published your file S to the web server. Default. Button. Okay.
And there we are. So those have been sent up to my FTP site now. And I'll just hit enter.
Tab bar.
We exit Web Publishing Wizard. It's as simple as that.